Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is always such a joy to know that day by day we're able to open your Word and know that you want us to learn about you. You want us to know your Son Jesus. You want us to know your ways. And Lord, you promised to give us the power to live according to those ways. So as we study this book of Esther again today, I pray that you will open our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears, so that we might be able to follow those things and be pleasing in your eyes. And we give you thanks for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is 10 Sons Killed and Spoil Left. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 10. Parshandatha, Dalphon, Aspatha, Paratha, Adaliah, Eridatha, Parmashta, Erisai, Eridai, and Bajazatha were the names of the 10 sons of Haman. We learned that their names meant given by prayer, dripping, the enticed gathered, fruitfulness or frustration, I shall be drawn up of Jah, the lion of the decree, superior, lion of my banners, the lion is enough and strong as the wind. In chapter 9 and verse 10 of the book of Esther, we discover what the Jews did to these 10 sons of their enemy. We read, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. The verse begins, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they. We notice first of all that Haman's father is listed among these enemies of the Jews. Hammedatha, which means double, appears that it was a generational hatred that was passed down by the grandfather of these 10 sons. Regardless of the nature of the length of time involved, the Jews were able to defeat these foes by slaying them. The verse goes on to say, but on the spoil laid not their hand. It was the normal course of action for the victors to take of the spoils left by their adversaries after defeating them. And it was noted earlier in chapter 8 and verse 1 that Queen Esther was given the house of Haman. Perhaps those who defeated these sons knew that everything within their houses belonged to Queen Esther, and the Jews who destroyed the sons of Haman were contented just to have the victory over them. Knowing that these sons of Haman were no longer a threat was more than likely all the spoils they needed. When we examine the names of the son of Haman, there almost seems to be a message within them. Compiled together, we might remember the prayers and fasting of Mordecai and his call for all the Jews to do the same throughout the Persian Empire. A dripping, so to speak. Enemies were gathered against them, and although they thought they would destroy the Jews were drawn up by God because the lion of the decree was superior, a banner, enough and strong as the wind. This may be just a coincidence that the names align in such a manner as this. However, there is one thing for sure. The enemies of the Jews were defeated. These 10 sons of Haman, grandsons of Hammedatha, were slain, and the opposition to God's chosen people was destroyed. The question is, do we believe that God works in our lives in such a manner that even within the names of the children of our enemies, his mighty plan would be revealed? Perhaps as we ponder the 10 names of the sons of Haman and the meaning of those names, it will be an encouragement to us that God indeed has a plan well in advance of our knowing anything about it. Next time, we will see a report given to the king of those killed within the palace. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name, amen.